This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is a construction firm in Japan, Kongo Gumi, that's been in business for 1,441 years and is said to be the oldest continuously operating company in the world. Most companies, however, do not live forever, and to bring a sense of purpose to any organization, we have an expert here to suggest companies consider what people will say about them when someday the company dies. Josh Levine is co-founder of Culture Lab X, an online community focused on the culture of work, and he's author of the book Great Mondays. Mr. Levine, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so as an exercise, you're urging people to write the eventual obituary of their company?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the obituary exercise is something that helps leaders kind of get out of the day-to-day and explore the why they're in business. Not so much, I don't care how your company died or how you want to predict that.
Well, you're not supposed to write down, I made a lot of money and the return on investment was awesome. That's not what you're talking about.
No, that's not. Absolutely. This is all to really help uncover a company's purpose. And your purpose is why you're in business beyond making money.
Purpose, because you think that makes for a more nurturing workplace?
Well, I mean, nurturing, I think, is one thing and certainly can deliver on that. But it's a conceptual vessel for everyone to be able to get on the same page to, you know, really find a place that is clear about what they want to do. And it may not be for everybody. And that's great. You don't want to have the people who don't believe in what you do join. But those who do are going to be attracted and are going to be less vulnerable to leave and be poached by maybe headhunters. They want to join a mission they want to be part of. And that is ultimately what this exercise is meant to get at.
It actually would be also instructive for a company if they tried to write its eventual obit and they came up with a self-centered bunch of jerks hell-bent on fleecing any customer they could get their hands on. I mean, you may need to repurpose, right?
Yeah, of course. If you walk out of the room and yelling, I don't really know what we're supposed to be doing here. Well, that's a big finding. That's a really important way to go, well, what should we be doing? How do we reposition? How do we reimagine what we're doing so that we're actually relevant in the market? And it's not just employees, it's customers. They know, they understand, they can see what you're doing, and they can decide to join that mission or, you know, ignore you.
Josh Levine is co-founder of Culture Lab X and author of the book Great Mondays, How to Design a Company Culture Employees Love. Mr. Levine, thanks.
Thank you.